What inspired you to want to go and collect all of this information?
Well, it was my attendance at the Land War Net conference last August down in Tampa, where I found the program very illuminating and inspiring. The focus was on trying to recruit the cyber warrior of the future, someone who did not fit the customary pattern of the normal enlistee, somebody who was a real geek and probably not thought of as being suited for the military.
Now, you and I came along at about the same time, and if we would have told each other back in our college days that someday it would be cool to be a geek, I think we both would have laughed at each other, right?
Yeah, and we would write off our social life probably, too.
That's right. And yet now it's very cool. Everybody seems to want to hire these kinds of people. Talk about the data that you wanted to see all in one place, didn't find, and so you kind of built it yourself.
Well, it's kind of the data that you see on the TV show Criminal Minds that I enjoy watching, and Penelope Garcia is the geek on that show, and she's very unorthodox. And you see a lot of screens and things, and she does all these things like magic with data. And I thought, well, I'll never get my hands on that kind of highly classified data, but I can simulate that by just pulling in data from a number of the cyber intelligence websites and other resources and simulate what it might be like for a cyber warrior. So they could see a sample of that publicly and maybe be attracted to doing that.
You wrote about some of the things that you put together on AOL Government. We have that linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But talk about what was out there that you were able to pull together. I have to say I was surprised at some of the things that you were able to collect. Not that you were able to do it. What I mean is I'm surprised at some of the things that are out there are out there.
Yeah, it is surprising. In fact, I did the same thing on a forthcoming story for the what's called the new Quint, which is the five intelligence agencies that have decided to collaborate together, and I found an amazing amount of stuff that's out there publicly. But I thought, you know, if I was sitting there as a cyber warrior collaborating with others trying to answer a question, I'd want to have everything at my fingertips. I'd want to know what's on all the websites. I would like to know, have a list of experts. I would like to have access to the critical documents. I would like to be able to look up things very quickly and cross-reference them and cross-correlate them, just like you see on Criminal Minds.
I guess seeing your dashboard, and we have that linked up too at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, seeing your dashboard makes me think, nothing against you, Brand, but why didn't somebody in government do this already? Is it just a case that just maybe nobody had gotten around to it yet?
Well, actually, in the previous interview, I told you about my reproducing 7 of the 11 new administration's dashboards. And what prompted me to do that, I said, you know, there's a lot of good information here, but it's all in different softwares, all in different presentations, and you really can't cross-reference use any one of those that effectively, and certainly not use more than one effectively like you see on Criminal Minds or like you know that the intelligence analysts have to do. So I said, I'm going to recreate every one of those in the same software in the same basic way, and then they'll all be interoperable, and I can answer questions across multiple ones. Well, I said, you know, I can start this from scratch. I'll do the same thing for cyber intelligence and for the intelligence community. I just go out and get that information at multiple locations and multiple formats and then integrate it in what they've called in the president's report from his science advisors the interoperability interface. In other words, take information that's in many different formats, many different places, many different ways of presenting it, and put it in a way that's quite common. And so you're not hung up by all that diversity. You get right to the information and can use it.
This is a kind of a personal question. If you're not comfortable answering it, that's okay. How much time and how much money did you spend on putting all this together?
Actually, very little of it I got paid for. I started doing this when I was a government employee at EPA. I did about 50 of these for EPA and across the government for the Federal CIO Council. But then I started priding myself on the fact that, you know, all I really needed was the data, and I could create these in as short a time as a couple hours or sometimes at most a week or so. And it I kind of got addictive, in fact, addicted to it, because, again, once you get the data, it's so much fun, I find, to work with it. It's called data science now as a new field that it's being recognized as, and I consider myself a data scientist, but I find it literally very addictive and engrossing to do that because it's fun, and it really makes it easier for me to work with it than hopefully for other people, and that's the feedback I'm getting. They say, hey, good job. That really helps me work with all that diverse information to have it like that. So,
you wrote something in this AOL government piece that I thought was particularly interesting. I can produce a PowerPoint or web player presentation of my dashboard for briefing senior military leaders and the warfighters in the combat zone. And, of course, anytime you talk to anybody that's a military leader, that's job one, supplying information to warfighters. What's the significance of that, and how does that change the way that a warfighter might do his or her job right on the front lines?
Yeah, excellent question. In fact, in most of the intelligence agencies, they have this classic diagram on the wall that looks like what we call a bathtub. And at the two peaks of the bathtub, or the sides of the bathtub, there's the collection. It takes a lot of time. And then at the other side of the bathtub is the reporting. And the low point in the bathtub is the time spent on analysis. And so there's so much time normally spent collecting and so much time spent creating that perfect PowerPoint slide that the senior leaders in government are going to remember, that there's less time for analysis. Well, the tools I use invert that bathtub and reduce the time of collection, reduce the time of reporting, and maximize the time of analysis. And literally, that dashboard that you see has a functionality that will export every piece of it to a PowerPoint slide. So it's not like I have to spend hours after I've done the collection analysis. Literally, I just click and it produces a PowerPoint of that dashboard and all the details in it. So then I can go through and say, you know, pick the one that I think is the most effective for convincing a leader of a certain point of action or something. So it's really having the tools that minimize the collection effort, minimize the reporting effort, and maximize the analysis. And oh, by the way, you just click it and it produces the PowerPoint.